I mean, a lot of these sites were small, ephemeral camps, lookout sites, and that sort of thing. Flake scatters around the top of a knoll. In and of itself, it doesn't say very much, but the distribution of these little sites and the material in it gives you some idea of the hunting patterns or so on of the prehistoric people. Trade networks can be worked on. You find obsidian in one site, another site, another site. You can tie them together through where the obsidian came from, along with the dating. The styles of tools. Where does it change from Eskimo or Nunimute to Athabascan? Changing boundaries during time.
That's very incredible that you kind of was at the foreground of all this new information about the patterns.
Well, that was in a sense the rationale behind it, besides just the preservation of the material.
Yeah.
The reason for the preservation. It hasn't been fulfilled, unfortunately.
Well, thank you for your time.
Well,
thank you for the interview and coming here. I know you got a wealth of more information.
There really is.